Reverend Sam had aged well. He was a tall, slender man with a regal bearing. He wasn't particularly good-looking, but he had a lined face with a lot of character and an ingratiating smile. His head was shaved, and his gray mustache perfectly trimmed. He carried himself like important men do, with a sense of style bordering on arrogance, but that didn't cross the line. As a former L.A. cop, Jesse was used to this pose. He even understood that for prominent public figures, the image they projected was crucial to how they were perceived. A superstar actor once confessed to Jesse that the public believes you are only what you believe you are. Reverend Sam held his right hand out to Jesse, smiling that famous smile of his. Mayor Walker, on the other hand, looked like she was about ready to be sick. Jesse realized she was probably more nervous about what her police chief would do than what the Reverend would do. Jesse shook Mayhorn's hand. The man had a firm grip, but not a challenging one, and gestured to the chairs in front of his desk. "It's a pleasure to meet you, Chief Stone," said Mayhorn, without a hint of guile. "Mayor Walker has been telling me that you fought hard to get Officer Davis on your department." "Without the mayor's support, all the fighting I did wouldn't have mattered." Reverend Sam bowed his head to the mayor. "I'm sure that's the case, Chief Stone. But would you mind telling me why having Officer Davis as a member of your department was worth the fight?" "First, please call me Jesse." Mayhorn's smile turned into a sneer, and he laughed a derisive laugh. Mayor Walker got that sick look on her face again, and she stared at Jesse with no small measure of dread. But Jesse said, "What's that about?" "Forgive me, Chief Jesse, but you'll understand that I'm not usually greeted with courtesy and respect by law enforcement types. Certainly, I've never been asked to address any so familiarly." "I'm not a type, Reverend Mayhorn, any more than you are. Until you give me reason to treat you otherwise, you'll be treated with courtesy and respect."
"Fair enough," Reverend Sam raised his hands. "But can you answer my question about why you fought so hard for Alicia Davis?"
Jesse looked at Connie Walker, who gave Jesse a subtle nod to answer. "I thought she was the best candidate." Reverend Sam shook his head.
"Come on now, Jesse. Let's not play footsie with each other here. I'd like to hear the real reasons, not the pap you tell the media."
"Why do my reasons matter?" Jesse asked. "Why are you here, Reverend? Don't you always come down on the opposite side of the police?"
Mayhorn puffed out his chest. "I'd like to think I come down on the side of right."
"Tell that to the two newer cops whose careers you helped ruin." Connie Walker got that look again, as Reverend Sam shot out of his chair.
"I should have known better than to think you would be reasonable."
Jesse waved his hands. "Please, Reverend, sit back down. And I'll tell you why I fought so hard for Officer Davis. But if you want to march out of here, I won't stop you." Mayhorn sat. "Paradise is changing," Jesse said. "People are moving up here and commuting to Boston. We're a more diverse place than when I took this job. I didn't think the easy way out, hiring another retired, white, big city cop who came with 20 years of baggage, was the smart move. I wanted a young cop, another female cop, I could train. That Alicia was African American was an added benefit. A police force should reflect the community it serves, or will be serving. She had the pedigree as a cop's daughter, scored the highest on the test, and was the most impressive in her interviews. And until last night, she hadn't done anything to make me seriously question my decision." Reverend Sam clapped his hands together.
"See, there it is. You've already convicted her without a trial. In your eyes, she is guilty. She's black, and she shot a white man, and that's that."
"No, Reverend. I don't know whether she shot an unarmed man. She says she didn't, and she's never lied to me. I'll wait until the state investigation is done before I make up my mind, because I believe in right and wrong more than skin color. And I believe in evidence.
Lip service." Before Jesse could say anything, Connie Walker was out of her seat. Reverend, Jesse and I have had our differences, but I won't sit here and let you question his integrity. He isn't always right, but he believes what he says. You can accuse him of a lot of things, but not meaning what he says isn't one of them.
I'll keep that in mind, Reverend Sam said, standing.
Jesse stood too. Reverend, I understand the desire to support Officer Davis, but this has the potential to get ugly.
I'm well aware of who the dead man is, Jesse. But I cannot let that deter us from the larger issue at stake here.
You mean the truth? Mayhorn opened his mouth to react, then rethought what he was going to say.
You're a clever man, Jesse. I won't underestimate you again.
Do you really want to help Officer Davis? Jesse asked as he sat back down.
That's why I'm here.
Then forget about marching, and pray somebody finds that gun. The next thing Jesse heard was his office door closing.